Hello and welcome to GameraCast episode 189. This is the episode for the 28th of February 2010, and I'm your host Paul. Joining me this week is, of course, Adam.
Hi.
And also Catherine.
Hello.
I sound like I'm on University Challenge because you had such a monotone voice. Sorry. I've had too much sugar today. Right, okay. What are we kicking off with first today?
First, we will announce our competition.
Yeah, this week we're going to be giving away a copy of Battlefield Bad Company 2 on PC. And you'll be able to find out how to win it later on in the show.
Yes, you will.
Yes, and we're going to try and send it out so you'll get it on release date.
Now for the news.
Okay, for the news this week, we have got LEGO Star Wars 3, A Clone Wars. This has been announced
a while back,
so yes. Catherine will be quickly mentioning this.
So,
basically, the LEGO Star Wars games, they need some new ideas for it, so now they're going to do one based on this.
Well, because Travis Tales, or is it TT? That is TT.
Yeah, same thing.
They have just done the Harry Potter one, so LEGO Harry Potter, and now they ran out of ideas, so they're doing the LEGO Star Wars 3 Clone Wars, so based on the Clone Wars films. And yeah, so it'll just be another LEGO Star Wars game, film tie-in, and it's released to be coming out in the autumn of this year for PS3, Xbox 360, Wii, DS, PSP, and PC. So everything bar PS2, pretty much. But yeah, so that's. I just thought I'd mention it because I forgot to a long time ago.
If they're running out of ideas, I remember buying the LEGO Animators kit, and they did the booster kits that had Spider-Man LEGO. They need to make LEGO Spider-Man game. Just throwing it out there, TT.
They might not be able to secure the rights for it, though. Because, of course, Activision own rights for Spider-Man games.
And I own the rights for Captain Wynn and his epic fantasy journey through time.
Okay, next up...
Available for licensing for film companies from today onwards.
Next up, Legends of Troy. Someone pointed this to me on Twitter recently. Koei are making a new game, which is Legends of Troy. So they usually make the Dynasty Warriors games.
Yep.
But now, for once, they're making a game which is, of course, set in Greek mythological times, following the Troy stuff in Troy, of course.
That should be cool.
In Troy.
Did they say if it was going to be Destiny Warriors style?
No, it is going to be like a hack and slash. But what I'm guessing, because the only thing is, of course, the only thing that's been announced is a trailer. But the trailer is just showing like the setting. It doesn't show any gameplay or anything like that.
Because I know they did that Gundam Destiny Warriors game, which was Destiny Warriors, but it was based in the Gundam universe.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, so this will hopefully appeal to a lot more Western people, because, of course, not everyone knows about all the Chinese wars and all the Chinese leaders and all the stuff that happened in the Dynasty Warriors game. So it will hopefully appeal to quite a few people. I think it'll be quite cool because I love Greek mythology type stuff. So I'm sure I might pick it up.
Speaking of Greek mythology, let's quickly plug Flips Percy Jackson.
Yeah, which you can't buy.
Please
in
buy this game if you can find it.
Okay, so next up is a quick mention on Yakuza 3. So the demo came out 2 weeks ago, I think now.
I've heard the demo was terrible.
I haven't played the demo yet. I installed it yesterday, but of course I've been playing other things. So they've recently announced that they've cut a few things from the European and American releases of Yakuza 3, in the sense of to make it appeal more to the West.
They've basically removed all the Japanese people from it.
No. So, okay, they've removed the hostess clubs, which are quite a large portion of, I'd say, Yakuza-style things, and Japanese things, hostess clubs. And there was also some Japanese trivia game, which had to do with ancient Japanese history and stuff like that. I understand them taking that out, but taking out the hostess clubs, like, takes a chunk out of the game, if you ask me. Although they have said that their other reason for this is if they didn't cut these sections out, they wouldn't have been able to release it on time, because they didn't have the time to translate everything. But I think it's a bit crap. I know quite a few people that have decided not to get it now just because they're taking out the hostess clubs, because it's taken out a large portion of the game.
Indeed. There's also some Just Cause 2 news.
Yep, there's an official demo coming out now on the 4th of March. The game's not coming out until about March 23rd in America. I'm not sure on the official date over here, so that'd be maybe the 27th, 26th of March? Something like...
Let's find out.
26th of March. Wait, yeah. Okay, yeah. 26th of March.
This game's interesting because...
Am I going to mention the other bit?
It won't run on Windows XP! Well, in your face, noobs!
The demo is coming out on Steam, Xbox Live, and PSN. But the main thing with the PC version as well is they have announced that as it's a DirectX 10 game... Is it DirectX 10? Yeah, DirectX 10 only. It can only run on Vista or Windows 7. So all the people on Windows XP still, which is apparently 42.15% of the market, according to Steam, won't be able to run it. But they obviously couldn't have it run without DirectX 10.
Yeah, but those 60% will have a better game for it.
Well, yeah. You won't have a crappy game. And people should upgrade from a 9-year-old OS anyway, shouldn't they?
Yes.
Because it's a bit old.
Let's face it, Windows XP is a pile of crap compared to Windows Vista or Windows 7.
But yeah, so...
Wait, a pile of crap with a Fisher-Price-style user interface.
Okay, so demo on everything. If you've got XP, you won't be able to run the demo on your PC. Apparently the demo is in the Lutan Lama Desert, and you've got 35 square miles to run around in.
Well, hey.
So you can...
Yeah, I heard that it was a large area.
Yeah, so you can blow things up, do lots of stuff, run around, get in cars.
Of course, it's not the only game which won't run on Windows XP. Halo 2 was Windows Vista only as well.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Actually, yeah, because it said on it, didn't it? Yeah. Yeah, now that came out ages ago. Okay, so next up is... Where have you popped in? Okay, I'm just trying to see. Okay, cool. Next up, Rocksteady Studios have had a large... They're the guys that made Batman Arkham Asylum.
Oh.
They also made Urban Chaos 2.
Ooh. Shall I buy that?
You could buy it.
Do I want to spend that much money on it?
It's really cheap. At the moment, on the Games for Windows Live Marketplace, you can buy Arkham Asylum.
Officially, it's Games for Windows, Games on Demand, Game whatever it is.
I don't know the name. You can buy Batman Arkham Asylum for £8.
GFW Live Games for Windows.
Which is quite cheap if you ask me, if you haven't got it on PC, and then you also get achievements as well. So if you wanted, you can get achievements on it on PC as well as on 360.
No, that's a mad pack.
Anyway, if you could move that to the side.
Seeing how much it is.
I don't know, can you just move? There you go. Thank you. So yeah, Warner have bought acquired a large...
It's £8.75.
£8.75, that's cheap.
It's $12.
They've bought a large stake in Rocksteady Studios, obviously with Warner loving... Batman Arkham Asylum, they've decided to put some money into Rocksteady and then own, kind of, well, decide upon what they might be doing. Hopefully this doesn't mean that they'll make them push out half-assed Batman games and it won't change too much on the kind of development that they do. Because, of course, Arkham Asylum was a really nice polished game.
Yeah, it was actually good.
I think that might be the reason why they've got their hands on it, because I know that... Warner Brothers have just made another move to try and get their stuff out. They've got the guy who did the guy who produced, the guy that wrote, and someone else to do with both the Batman games.
So in other words, they've got guys.
Not Batman games, the Batman movies, and they're actually making the new Superman movie. So I wouldn't be surprised that this is one of those moves where they want to make sure that they're Batman and Superman and stuff like that are presented well, and I must admit, this is the best Batman game that I've ever played, so...
Well, I mean, they were already making number 2 anyways, but as long as Warner don't push him to release it quicker or anything like that, but I'm sure Warner will be fine about it anyways. They're an alright company. Hopefully they just won't do anything bad, like shut down Rocksteady at some point. But I'm sure it'd be cool. Okay, so next up, brief announcement about Monster Hunter Tri.
Didn't we talk about this the other day?
Yes, we mentioned Monster Hunter Tri on episode 185, which wasn't really the other day, it was about a month ago, but we still mentioned it. But it's finally been announced that it's coming out in Europe on April 23rd, because it's out in Japan, of course. I'm not sure about in America yet. Or if it's out there yet. Actually, no, it's not out there. Anyway, so it's coming out April 23rd. It's going to have free online multiplayer instead of subscription-based, which is what Japan had. So that's quite nice because you'll have then dedicated servers for the European release, and then you can play with lots of other people in Europe, and it won't cost you a penny. Obviously, because multiplayer on consoles never really makes much money. So, like, Final Fantasy MMOs on 360 didn't do too well. And I can't think of anything else. Phantasy Star? But that didn't come out. Actually, no, that did come out on 360. That wouldn't have done too well either. As well as that, they've announced the different kind of bundles they're doing with it. So you can buy it as a standalone product. You can buy it bundled with a Black Classic Controller Pro, which was made especially for Monster Hunter. Or you can buy it bundled with Wii Speak and a Classic Controller Pro. So that means then you'll be able to talk to your mates online as well as play with the nice controller. So I'll probably be buying the one with the Classic Controller and the Wii Speak as well, because I don't have a Wii Speak yet. So I think that's quite cool.
More importantly,
you can talk about this.
I shall talk about this.
Good.
Thank you very much.
I didn't write much, so you could talk about it.
Yes, I don't even need to consult your little notes. So those who have been listening to actually the last couple of months, I've been really moaning about the Steam UI because it's really starting to show its age. But Valve, of course, desperately trying to compete with the games, Windows Live games on demand, whatever
it's
it
so
is.
Great.
Well, they're going to have to compete with it, aren't they?
Yeah.
And let's face it, Direct to Drive. What the frack is that? So yeah, they're redoing their UI a bit. In fact, it actually looks really nice. A lot of people have compared it to the Zune UI, and it does have a sort of similar look in that it's got big chunky things at the top which you can click on, and then separate chunky bits and bobs. It's basically the whole thing's been given an overhaul. Like, so for example, now the library view, when you click on a game, it's got like a nice background to it, like a screenshot from the game with like all the news, what friends have been playing it lately, and lots of bits and bobs like that on it. So yeah, you can get the new user interface just by going to the Steam settings.
Wherever it is.
And on like your account page, there's the beta participation thing, and you can just change to whatever you can. I think by default.
Well, by default, it's not opted in.
By default, it's opt out of all beta programs, and there's one listed at the moment, which is the UI update. I will quickly point out, though, it's not the same as the Zune, despite everyone saying it is, because the Zune has actually got really fluid animations and everything.
Well, that doesn't really have any animations, it's just a quick
Yeah, Steam, snap. Steam, it just looks like it. It doesn't have the animations and stuff like the Zune interface does. But then the Zune player takes up 100 meg of RAM, and, you know, Steam obviously, shut up, your flipping Twitter program takes up 200 meg of RAM and it doesn't do anything. Yeah, the Steam one, obviously, they don't want to go too heavy with graphics on it because it would increase...
Well, everyone's got it running in the background, haven't they?
It would increase their memory footprint for when people are actually trying to play games, which obviously wouldn't be too popular. So yeah, check that out, because it's actually quite good. And oh, one last comment really quickly. It actually has clear type on now.
Like, will that make you happy?
The flipping... When I saw the new signing in... window, the little one just pop up, it had clear type on. I was like, wow, I don't want to feel like I want to gouge my eyes out anymore. So yeah, that's nice. Look, the text actually looks good. It doesn't look shite.
So when's Steam coming out for Mac?
Steam for Macintosh has not been announced.
Hasn't officially been announced.
Yeah, and I mean, even if they did release it,
what can you play?
What games are they going to have on
not
there?
Not that many.
The Sega's. Peggle. Warcraft. Yeah, that's a good business model. Let's talk a bit about Heavy Rain really quickly, because obviously that came out
Friday.
Oh yeah.
And somebody forgot to mention it.
Yes, I'm going to mention that later on. Okay, so anyone that's ordered the special edition, you get a voucher code inside.
Be warned.
Which allows you to get three different pieces of content. So there's the first part of DLC, which is like Heavy Rain Chronicle Episode 1. The dynamic theme and the official soundtrack. There's been a technical issue where that if you've redeemed your code, you can't get the soundtrack because the soundtrack's not going to be up now until the 4th of March. If you've used your code, you can no longer get the soundtrack.
So yeah, basically, don't use the code and have a look on the internet to make sure when you can use the code, because otherwise you're screwed.
The only way that you can fix this, I think, is... I'm not sure if it works for people who have just bought it from the shop, but if you pre-ordered it with HMV, they've sent emails around with a new code in it, which you can then redeem from the 4th of March in order to get your soundtrack.
Yeah, I got a piece of paper when I bought my limited edition copy, and it said not to use the redeem code inside until a certain date. If you already have done, gone to this website for information on how to get the soundtrack at a later date. So I think if you use it too early and you didn't know about it and no one told you, it's not the end of the world. I think you still can get hold of the soundtrack. You just got to go through a bit of hassle to get it.
Well, yeah, you can, because you would have gotten a code if you bought it from HMV, and of course the only people that did it was HMV. But yeah.
So it's obviously
a lot of people are getting a bit pissed off about it.
Do you know what the background thing is? The same as the one that's
yeah, it's the exact same one that's on the marketplace already. A lot of people are pissed off about that as well.
Because... Yeah, because I already bought that. I had a couple of spare quid, and I bought it.
You bought it. Well, you...
I didn't know I was going to get the limited edition one.
But yeah, so it's the exact same one that's on the marketplace. So if you buy that, you're going to have two of the same theme. A lot of people bought it, well, did that, and have moaned on the Sony blog because of the fact that now they have two of the same thing, and they wanted something.
Hey,
exclusive.
Welcome to the Orange Box Land. Oh no, I've got a copy of episode 1 Half-Life now. Great.
Am I next?
I don't know. Are you next?
No.
Adam is next. It's Adam's turn to say something.
To some people, this may be old news that I'm mentioning, but obviously I didn't pick up on this. But it's been announced that the people who made Dungeons & Dragons Online have said that they've managed to get 1 million players since September, since they changed the way that their game runs. Since last September, their game is now free to play, their massive multiplayer online. I didn't realize
it's free to play and they gain players. I never would have thought that would happen.
Because the whole basis is you pay for a subscription and then everything else is free from then onwards, apart from like WoW, where if you wanted to do special things like move your character or change your name, you'd pay us a one-off fee to have that ability. But I just got onto their website and I was just like reading through what you do, and it's like they've got a basic game which is no different than the paid for one, but all of the perks that like in WoW and other MMOs is free. They've taken those perks away, and if you want something, you're gonna have to pay your own money.
Give me the money.
Or actually save up your in-game currency to able to purchase these things, where if you had the subscription, it's free. So if you want to, you can save yourself the money, because if you just want to play the game now and again and you're kind of like, oh, I do actually want to upgrade to this new gear, I haven't played enough to actually get the money, you buy in-game currency, get it, and get this gear or this upgrade, or oh, I want a new character, so you pay to have a new slot. Where if you were paying the subscription, it's free to have the new slot. So it's kind of like a balance between you can have a subscription or you don't have to have a subscription, which I thought was quite cool for that style of game, because what are the only ones that are free? It's, what's it called? Maybe by the people that did City of Heroes.
Oh, Guild Wars.
The bad thing about
Guild Wars, of course, was that you had a level 20 cap.
Yeah. But for some people who just wanted to play together and not get too hardcore about it, it was a good idea for not having a subscription. I must admit, I'm really tempted now I know that Dungeons & Dragons is free to play online at a basic level. You're limited by what races you can play and other things like that, but for something free, it's not too bad. I quite like the idea of it.
Indeed, right. Bit of Bioshock 2 news.
Yep.
For those wondering, Bioshock 2 still crashes.
Yes, it does. I thought I had two things there. Okay, well, recently a Bioshock 2 patch went up, which was supposed to fix a few things. It was supposed to fix a widescreen issue that Paul was having, because
I haven't played it since.
And you probably haven't patched it either.
No.
But so it was supposed to fix it so Paul could see actually everything that you're supposed to see in widescreen.
Yeah, because widescreen, instead of stretching the display or like, you know, showing a wider viewing field, they just crop the 4x3 view.
So Paul didn't even know that you had the big daddy from the inside kind of bit at the top. I'm not sure how to explain that.
The well, your helmet. You couldn't see
your
helmet.
Yeah, you can see the inside of the helmet. And Paul saw it on my screen and was really confused.
I was like, whoa, what the hell is that, yo?
But yeah, so as well as that, 2K
like that.
Have also announced that the first piece of Bioshock 2 DLC is coming out now. There hasn't been an actual date yet. It's going to be available soon, that's all they've said. But it's called the Sinclair Solutions Pack. It's going to be on the 360. Oh, of course, it'll be on everything, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be on Games Windows Live, Xbox Live, and PSN.
On Xbox Live and on the Microsoft Windows Marketplace thingy, it'll be 400 points.
Basically, what she's trying to say is Xbox Live Marketplace and also Games Windows Live Marketplace.
There you go.
It'll be 400 points.
Yes.
And or it'll be £3.19 from the PSN store. Stop hitting me.
Okay.
Thank you.
There will be more pieces of DLC coming soon, they've said, but they haven't announced anything else yet. So the Sinclair Solutions Pack is mainly meant for the multiplayer. It's having a rank increase to level 50. And you get more rewards. There's 2 new playable characters, 20 new trials, a 3rd weapon upgrade for each weapon, 5 additional masks, and that's about it. Doesn't really appeal to me because I never got into the multiplayer that much.
Because it was terrible.
I didn't like it at all, really. I know a few people that have enjoyed it, but I just wasn't a fan. But yeah, so that's up now.
And
hopefully there'll be some
crazy
single player DLC, because that'll be quite nice. Something different, because of course they never did that for the first one. Actually, well, on the 360, on the PS3 version of Bioshock, of course, they had the challenge mode.
Challenge mode.
Which never came out on the 360.
Woulda.
Okay, so next up is another piece of DLC.
For
which
Borderlands.
Has also been announced by 2K. It's actually out now. It came out a couple of days back, which is called The Secret Armory of General Knox. It's their biggest piece of DLC so far. And it costs about 800 points. That's quite expensive.
Ouch. Ooh.
Or $9.99. Oh, I don't know. I don't know it. British
$9
price.
$9.
Do you reckon it'll be that much on PSN? £9.99.
£6-7.
Yeah. But yeah. So it's the largest bit of DLC so far, mainly because it's raised the level cap from 50 to 61. Gives you about another 4 to 5 hours worth of grinding to get to the top. Apparently, new ultra rare super powerful weapons, including
ultra
vehicles, and these vehicles, Paul, including one all. Okay, so one of the vehicles, all 4 players can ride in at once, and there's about 30 new villains to kill in new creative ways. You can't remember what I'm reading, but they've also apparently Gearbox have tweaked the enemy AI, so these new guys apparently are supposed to be quite hard. And there's a storyline added in the DLC that picks up from where the original one left off, and apparently it's twice the size of the zombie island of Dr. Ned.
Fun.
Yeah. Next up, Grandia. It may be released on the UK PSN this week. Nothing's confirmed it, but it did come out in America, so hopefully we'll get that soon.
More importantly.
Yeah, really? Okay, recently, a road in Derby is officially now going to be named Lara Croft Way. There was a public vote to if it would be called that, along with a few other things, and 89% of people opted for Lara Croft Way. So there will now be a place in Derby called a road in Derby called Lara Croft Way, as of course, Core were in Derby. What's Core?
Core was the original.
Yeah, Core was in Derby, weren't they?
I don't know where they were, but they were the original.
Had to have been
developers.
In Derby. Yeah, because it. The original, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, important news there. Breaking news.
Very important.
From,
well, apparently, the
newsroom.
This road costs £36.2 million.
It's an expensive road.
And they call it Lara Croft Way.
I think if anyone who listens to the show lives near it, or it wouldn't take them very long to travel there, they should have a picture of themselves outside the sign when it's put up and send it to us.
Will you get someone to dress up as Lara Croft and go take a picture next to her?
That would be a bonus.
With a sign saying WTF.
With a very confused looking face. Yeah?
Yes. So Mass Effect 2 news now.
Yep. They've
There's going to be some new...
Yes, there's going to be some more DLC.
DLC!
Apparently it's going to have 5 missions and it's coming at the end of March.
You know what? I think we should stop talking about DLC on the flipping show. This is ridiculous.
Hey, Charlotte doesn't know about this. Not everyone might know about it. Anyway, loads of people are into Mass Effect 2, so yeah. It's called the Firewalker Pack. It features a new vehicle, which is a Hammerhead, which is a heavy assault vehicle, which hovers over the battlefield at up to 120 kilometers per hour. Hovers over the battlefield. I thought that sounded weird when I said it. at 120 kilometers per hour, so it's quite a fast vehicle. And it features a guided missile system, which ensures accuracy when you're going really fast. It's got loads of other stuff in it too. Of course, as I said, 5 missions. It's going to be free for all people, of course, who have access to the Cerberus Network, which is everyone who's bought a brand new copy of the game. Anyone with a pre-owned copy will have to buy a Cerberus code for the network and then be able to download it. So, yeah. That's that. I'm up again.
Oh. Yeah, the Super Mario Galaxy, dude.
Yep, Super Mario Galaxy 2 has been announced. It's set to come out in North America on May 23rd. I'm not sure if there's been an official date for Europe yet. I couldn't
find one.
Somebody
brought the first one of that back the other day.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a good game.
It's nice. It's a good game.
I like Super Mario Galaxy. I found it a very quirky, fun game. I just found that it should have come out earlier in my life. I felt a little bit too old playing it, to be honest. But I don't know. I like playing it, but after a while, I just kind of like, this reminds me too much of Mario Sunshine, the bad bits. But...
New Metroid game. Metroid.
Can I just say one other thing about Mario Galaxy?
Quickly.
It's got Yoshi in it.
Well, hey, Yoshi.
Along with new power-ups, so new different things for Mario.
Okay, what's this new Metroid thing?
And they also announced, because there was a thing in Melbourne with Nintendo, there's a new Metroid game coming out on the Wii as
Metroid
well.
Metroid Other M.
Yeah, called Metroid Other M, which I think sounds a bit of a weird name, if you
Why don't they just call it Metroid Monkey Man?
No, Paul. That's set to come out in North America on June 27th. So probably sometime around then we'll get that as well. It's being developed by Team Ninja and D-Rocket. So two companies are making it for Nintendo. Apparently it's... Oh, okay. I didn't know that. It was announced at E3 2009. Wow, okay. But they showed videos and there's screenshots all over the web as well. So you can check that out. It's a 2D, 3D game. Mainly 2D with 3D, yeah. Cool.
Okay, I got another piece of news. I'm sorry that last week I said this whole thing about the police searching after that woman. I seem to have found another piece of news which is just the same. Sony finally...
Hang on a minute. Stop there. Sean asked me today what that woman looked like. And I was like, how am I supposed to know?
I got a picture of her right in front of me. It's got an adjacent piece of news on the news feed that I'm looking at the moment.
Can you send me the link? I need to see this woman so I can tell Sean what she looks like.
Yeah, I'm just doing it now.
I can hear him
clicking as well.
Sorry, I was looking at stuff earlier and I was being really quiet and now I can't help but make loud clicks. All right, here we go. Putting it in here and pow, there you go.
Thank you. Okay, carry on.
Okay, so Sony had kind of gone to... court. I think this had got taken really high up. It was federal grand jury. Basically, they kicked a kid off a tournament for SOCOM US Navy SEALs on PlayStation 2 for using a cheat mod on his PlayStation 2 to allow him gaining the advantage in the tournament. He took large offense to this and decided that he would hack into PlayStation's official website and crash it for 11 days by putting in viruses and loads of other weird things into it. So now he's gone through into juvie courts and is admitted guilty for several different crimes, 4 counts of unlawful use of a computer, criminal use of a computer, computer trespassing and distribution of computer viruses in exchange, and list goes on. So yeah, another bit of morbid news, but yeah, it's like no cheating on games. That's what happens. Damn kids. So yeah.
So Tesco and Asda are trialling pre-owned games in some of their stores at the moment.
Asda are currently trialling pre-owned in their Leeds store at Crown Point.
Leeds, huh?
And apparently last year, Tesco began trialling pre-owned in Basildon. I've been there, that pity store.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. Wow.
So obviously this is their desperate attempt to compete with people like GameStation, CEX, Chips, and so on and so on.
So the stores are trialling in, they're allowing you to trade in games and buy pre-owned games as well. I think it's a horrible thing.
Yep. Mm. Hopefully EA and other developers will find ways to...
it's like what EA's done now with the Cerberus Network.
Yeah, to just try... Because this is getting ridiculous.
Would it damage your sales if they turn around and said, fine, if you want to do pre-owned stuff, we're not giving you our games, we'll just keep them going to video game stores? Well, I know that they've got the big issue with, like, GameStop.
What, you mean publishers not selling, like, Tesco any copies of any games?
Yeah.
It wouldn't really make a difference.
Yeah.
Especially at the moment.
People would just buy it from somewhere else. I mean, Tesco...
Yeah.
The thing is, because... supermarkets discount it so much.
That means their pre-owned would be even cheaper as well, so everyone would buy from Tesco's.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like sometimes they just like sell a game for a loss. Tesco themselves probably won't make. It won't bother them at all, really, because for them it's just a question of trying to get you into their store to pick up a packet of cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, the same number of copies will be out there regardless, so. From the publisher's point of view, they'll still have the same number of sales.
They'll just have another shop that's doing it.
Yeah.
True.
Either way, I think it's horrible.
Yeah, that's what I meant. It's annoying that, you know, the games industry has enough trouble with the fact that official video game retailers do pre-owned stuff. And now you've got the people who are always, you know, I managed to pick up, what was it, Modern Warfare 2 for £25 on release day in Morrison's. You know, they really undercut the price there, and it was a really good deal that I got. But if you've got people who can afford to do that sort of thing doing pre-owned games, I just don't like the sound of it. Shivers down my back.
Anywho, also...
way more importantly, there's a murder going on.
Murder? So,
no, that's the wrong voice, Adam. You fell.
Blue Toad Murder Files, episode 3 is now out. And
free, of course.
I think you can already purchase it for free, but you can only play it if you've got episode 1 already.
Okay.
Or something along those lines. Between the 25th of February, so 3 days ago, so that was obviously when it came out, until the 25th of March, you can download it for free. From that date onwards, it'll be the same price as the individual episodes.
Highly recommended.
But apparently, the reason they made it free is it's the best episode yet. I've downloaded it.
That's their official reason for why it's free.
Yeah, I've downloaded it. They want as many people as possible to play it because they love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good game. I enjoyed watching you play it.
gameplay is it point and click?
It's like Buzz, but a... like a murder mystery, but you have to remember things as well, so you have to use your brain.
So yeah, it's nice to see sort of games like that, which have been more popular on things like the DS lately, like hit the more mainstream console, shall we say.
But it's nice. I'm sure they must have been doing okay with it because they're still doing them. But yeah, so there's a third episode out now. I recommend everyone to download it if you bought the first one, although I recommend you buying the second one as well if you haven't, because it's a bit silly going from episode 1 to episode 3, because there'll be like a huge amount of stuff that you've missed.
Yeah, so just get the first two, then get this one for
you
free.
You can get like
the
first two for a tenner.
Yeah.
It's not expensive.
It's not that expensive, really.
Old rant of the week.
Okay, so this week the Supreme Commander 2 demo was released on Steam.
Ooh.
And I obviously played it.
And
because Paul likes SubCom.
Because SubCom is, of course, the best real-time strategy game ever.
And wants to play constantly with everyone.
My little rant this week is the UEF Commander, which you play as in the demo. Well, in fact, all of the UEF buildings look like they are Japanese toy robots.
Oh.
They're painted bright yellow and bright blue. It looks like you're just playing with cheap Japanese toy robots.
So I probably like it then.
Maybe.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Okay, this week we had a couple of letters from people.
Shall I read the first one?
First one I will let Catherine read, because I will read the one with the bad punctuation.
So this was a quick note from... this was a note from Bill, a mate of mine, who has told me that Sega All-Stars Racing does have avatar support, and the 360 version features Banjo-Kazooie as a playable character. If you actually notice, on the Sega All-Stars pack for the 360 version, it says at the... on the actual title,
it says
with Banjo and Kazooie.
Yeah,
underneath the title.
More importantly, though, it's got avatar support. Which is the main thing I think I was saying about last week.
Yeah, because you were like, "Oh, it better have avatar support if it's sports."
When it came in, I obviously saw on Wednesday or whatever day it was. It said, because it does say on the box avatar support as well, so that's cool. Another letter this week was from Charlotte, and she says again, okay. "Hi again, comma, new paragraph. I hope you always." Double space. Appreciate my feedback.
What? Please read it properly.
It's hard to read it.
I could read it better.
I don't like that it's using that font. Let's just change the font on it, and then maybe I can read it a bit better. I'm not sure what the name that... What?
No, you didn't... You stopped somewhere.
Well,
here.
I mean, that line isn't even important. She just says... Well, okay, I'll read it out then. Although this week there isn't much for me to say. I didn't think I had to say that, but, you know, if you insist...
sorry.
I'm not sure what the name that game is this week. I'd guess Civ 4 also, so in other words, you're just copying Catherine. The Yakuza 3 demo is just under 1.5 gigabytes, even though she spelled it as gigabits.
See.
This week, there are a few too many reviews.
Last week.
Well, yeah, she means
there
last
few
week.
Too many reviews.
Maybe if some of them had been shorter and a little more to the point, I must admit I zoned out a couple of times. Adam?
I'm sorry. I can talk for England. I apologise.
Good. Apologise to this Charlotte person, whoever that is.
My apologies. I should be more to the point.
Honours. Now she says we should talk about the new Pokemon games they're releasing.
We can mention them next week.
Adam, do you want to talk about them? No, you're not.
I know about them.
Now, get Adam to talk about it.
I saw a clip.
No,
clip.
Bad Adam.
Paul actually hasn't finished the letter yet, though.
It was funny until you interrupted. We were doing a thing where he was pretending to start talking about him, and I was interrupted. It's old school. Charlotte goes on to say, I was wondering while listening this week, doing the dishes, what does everyone else do while they listen to Gamercast? I'm always doing housework. What about everyone else? Love the show, Charlotte. Adam, what do you do while listening to the show? Oh, wait, you don't, do you?
I had listened to the show once when you said that I never listen to the show when I'm never on it. So I thought, I'll get him this time, because you sent me a message saying, I hope you listen to What's That Game? So I listened to the show while I was reading web pages and doing my research for the next show. So surfing the internet, I would say.
I used to read them while listen to them while traveling. So like on the trains. When I wasn't in them, of course.
Well, I listened to them sporadically because obviously I listen.
Yeah, sometimes
to
I just hear my voice coming from your phone.
Yeah, I mean sometimes. Well, I mean I edit the show anyway. I'm the guy who does all the work to put this together.
You don't put all this stuff together, do you?
No, but I do another 2 or 3 hours work after we finish recording.
Yeah, it just takes me a few hours.
Yeah, well, just seeing.
Okay.
I listen to it then, obviously. Occasionally I will put it on, because I normally keep the latest episode on my phone, just in case I need to, like, show somebody something funny from it. yeah.
I think probably Charlotte's reason for this is that then she wants people to write in to say
what
they do while
listening. Getting at. So Bob Mann, Falclaw,
Gary.
Oxlow, and all those other random people who we know sometimes listen. What do you do while listening to Gamercast?
And nothing rude. Don't say anything rude.
Well, they could say something rude if they want, but it just
won't
be
on the show. Yeah, yeah, that's cool. If Charlotte wants, we could talk about Pokemon next week. I actually got a few people interested in it at work by just telling them a couple of things about it.
I saw the pictures of the boxes it'll be coming in, and it said what was inside the box on the side, and that got me kind of ooh.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, so last week, what was the answer? Can anyone guess?
I guess Civ 4, you knew that.
Yes, I knew what you guessed, thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, so both Adam and Catherine guessed it was Civ 4, and then a bunch of people on the forums copied them.
Yes, like they do.
But I will just quickly...
Replay it?
No, we don't replay things, I can't be bothered to do that. I will just say, well, we had Chill guessed every space game he has, which was Freelancer, Homeworld, and Free Space 2, and he was wrong. Quack on the forums, this is portalforums.net, which is the official GamerCast forums, guessed that it was a space game.
Wicked.
The answer was Civilization 3.
Yep, I was so close.
It was a cutscene from winning the game via Space Race.
So I was so close.
Everyone was wrong on that.
Yep.
This week, if Adam has it handy.
Yep, I'm going to it now.
Okay, let's play this week's Name That Game.
Felicitations, my child. You have completed your training. Pray, tell me your quest.
The death of my mother.
Your mother!
Okay, Adam, any guesses?
It sounds so familiar, but I can't quite place it.
That guy's voice, I know his voice.
Okay, 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Your time is up!
I don't even get to guess. I have no clue though.
Okay, I'll give you guys another 10 seconds.
Any clues in that 10 seconds?
No. If you know what it is, just shout it out in a quiet voice so it doesn't break the microphone.
It sounds something that is RPG-ish.
Sounds like a point and click to me.
But at first I was thinking that one that looks like Tomb Raider on a dragon. I can't remember what it's called. But she wasn't talking to anyone. I've got some sort of Dungeons & Dragons RPG sort of thing, female main character, stuck in my head.
Okay, Catherine, really quickly now.
Well, I'm not entirely sure, because of course that was a woman talking.
Well, it was a guy and a woman.
A guy saying about the woman starting her quest.
Yeah, so it's kind of like beginning of some sort of game, finishing the training, ready to go on with your quest sort of thing.
I can't think of any woman as a main... Well, I can think of a couple of women.
Come on.
It's not Beyond Good and Evil, so I don't know what it is.
Okay, so Adam thinks dungeons and something about dragons and something else.
I don't know what the game is, but I'm thinking it's some sort of RPG.
Okay, Adam's going to loosely guess RPG.
And I'm going to guess point-and-click adventure.
And Catherine's going to guess point-and-click adventure. So that's really specific.
Very specific.
We're both thinking female lead, sort of.
So you're both obviously not going to win this week's...
No, I'm not.
Which means I have to record on the table. A 0 for Catherine.
Oh, you got a table!
And a 0 for Adam.
Oh.
Hey. Oh, Adam's got 2 points.
Adam has got 2 points,
oh,
yes.
Oh, I've only got one.
Well, Adam... Well, we suspected he would get -5 points for not guessing, but he guessed, yeah. So... Adam is currently winning.
Damn, currently, that sounds so familiar.
It does. I think the thing that's doing my head in why I'm thinking I've played the game, but I probably haven't, is the music sounds very much like Tomb Raider 1. But I know it can't be Tomb Raider because I've never heard of revenge.
Lara Croft, of course, has her very British voice.
I told you this week's would be good.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, you were playing Bioshock at the time.
Oh.
But I went in there and I said, this week's is going
to be
awesome.
I heard
awesome.
You say that to Charlotte and Tim.
Yeah, I've got you guys this time because you almost know what it is. And next week you're going to kick yourselves.
Am I? Am I really? Have I played it?
Okay.
Am I really going to kick myself?
Releases this week.
Coming week, we've got a couple of games coming out.
Yes.
Mainly Silent Hunter 5 and Supreme Commander 2, and that's it.
Also, I would like to apologize for last week because I somehow missed out a ton of releases.
That's because you're clumsy.
When I was looking on websites for games coming out, I didn't... I didn't look on a few pages after the page I finished on, thinking that I'd looked at all of them. Of course, Heavy Rain came out last week. Napoleon Total War came out on PC.
Man, that's just an
Echo Shift came out on PSP as well as on the PSN. It's coming out. And Skycrawlers came out on the Wii, which is a game made by the Namco guys, Ace Combat, and it's based on the anime called Skycrawlers.
Okay, so we missed a couple of new releases. I blame that entirely on Adam.
Well, it's my fault. Yeah.
Yeah, I did play. I played the demo of Echo Shift on the PSP. That's really good. Recommend it.
Cool. Okay, so releases this week, we've got Way of the Samurai 3, which we mentioned back on episode 184. So I don't really have to mention too much about it, other than it's a samurai game set in the Sengoku era, and you do samurai stuff with loads of little mini games and weapon customization. And it's got a reward system and stuff like that. It should be good. It's out on PS3 and Xbox 360. It looks way nicer than the previous Way of the Samurai games. Hopefully it'll be quite nice.
Maybe.
Okay, next up we've got Picross 3D. Oh my god, I'm totally buying it. Picross is a kind of Japanese puzzle type game.
Wait, was that the name of the game?
Picross 3D.
I'm totally buying it.
Why?
Is that the name of it?
Picross 3D.
I'm totally buying it.
Why are you saying that?
Because you said Picross 3D. I'm totally buying.
Oh, shush. Anyway, so Picross is a Japanese.
So that's not the name.
I think it's Japanese. Shush, Paul. I think it's a Japanese puzzle game. I'm not sure if it was created somewhere else. It's come out with various different names, so I can't even remember the other names. Either way, it's coming out on the DS. It's a puzzle type game. It should be really good because it's the normal puzzles but in 3D. So you're making a 3D image. I'm totally buying it. Because, of course, it has the name, Picross 3D. I'm totally buying it. In Paul's eyes. Okay, Assassin's Creed 2 is coming out on PC. As we mentioned on last week's show, it's got the horrible new Ubisoft DRM on it. So you can only play it if you got the internet. So make sure no one buys it if, you know, they don't have the internet.
Well, they're not willing to be on the internet for the entire time the game's running.
Because, of course, a lot of people will have limits and stuff like that, and
I mean, it won't really affect bandwidth usage or anything like that, because it'll only be like a couple of bytes every now and then to the server.
Well, just
back.
Making sure that you're running it online. Okay, so that's cool. Next up is Subcom 2. Do you want to mention anything about this?
Yes, the new Supreme Commander game is coming out. Obviously, the developers, Gas Powered Games, broke off from THQ, who were the publishers of the first one, and I think THQ did a pretty decent job as publisher. They allowed the CD check to be ditched after the first patch, which is good, because I mean, probably one of the main reasons I enjoyed Subcom was I didn't have to find a flipping CD, and then I didn't have to re-crack it after it had a patch, and all this other hassle which I had to deal with like Command & Conquer 3 and all these other games.
I think they should set a lot more PC games up like that. The ones they've got their main lot of sale done, that they patch it so that you don't need to use a CD anymore.
Anything else you want to say about it, Paul?
Well, I did like quickly mention on rant of my rant this week that the UEF buildings look like toy Japanese cheapo robots and stuff.
I've already heard you say that, haven't I?
Yeah, there's a lot of things about it I don't like the look of, but they're too much to go into for obviously new releases.
Yeah.
If you did enjoy the first one, you'll probably like the second one as well. Just check out the demo.
Yeah, and then you'll know if you like it or not.
Because it is, there are quite a few differences, and not all of them are good.
Yep. Okay, so next up, they're releasing the Alice in Wonderland games
again,
based off the new film.
Okay.
It's actually quite nice because they're doing a next gen version. And the DS version, and the DS version is totally different to the other ones.
Yeah.
But it's just going to follow the film and have the same kind of styling as the film.
Wait, there's a film?
Yes, a Tim Burton film's out.
Oh.
Or coming out.
It's coming out soon. I managed to see the trailer for it at the cinema last night when I went to see Avatar in 3D, and the trailer was shown in 3D, and it looks absolutely amazing in 3D.
But yeah, and the Odeon have banned showing Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Because Disney want to release the DVD 12 weeks after the film's out, as opposed to the normal 17 weeks.
Yeah.
Then cancelling out more money for the cinemas.
So Odeon had just said to him that we're not showing it then.
You can see it in other cinemas, just not the Odeon.
Whatever's.
Okay, so Silent enough about Hill. Alice in Wonderland. Yep, new Silent Hill is coming out, which is Silent Hill Shattered Memories. It's coming out.
This is on PS2, PSP, and the Wii.
Yep, that's true. The it Wii will version.
Also make use of the Wiimote and nunchucks and all these other bits and bobs.
On the Wii version only, of course.
Well, no, I can plug it into my PS2, yes. Surely.
So you use the Wii remote as a torch.
Can I not do
and
that?
And a cell phone.
Can I get a refund on it then, please?
As Harry Mason looks for clues. No, Paul.
Well, I just bought this Wii controller for my PS2. It doesn't work.
But yeah, so it's a remake of the first game where you follow Harry Mason looking for his child, Cheryl, and all that stuff. It looks quite different, but of course it's a remake, so they can do whatever they like with the visual styling. It was actually made by Climax, who are in Portsmouth, because of course Konami don't really make the Silent Hill games anymore, because of course Silent Hill Origins was also made by Climax as well.
Hey, is that the same dudes who made the MotoGP games? The good ones?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, new version, new kind of gameplay mechanics, hopefully a nice, quite new game. I don't know, I might pick it up.
More importantly,
yes.
Silent Hunter 5 is also out this Friday. Boom! Adam!
I wanted to do the ping.
That's a ping, is it? It sounds more like a FUD.
That's a kick.
That's my chair.
So yeah, if you like your World War II submarine game, Silent Hunter 5 is probably something you want to check out. If you like the original games, there are a few things different with this one, in that there's only one submarine you can be in, and it ends in 1943. Which is kind of irritating, and if you'd want to see more details, check out my blog post of all the other things which are wrong with it. But other than that, I'm probably going to get it at some point, although I'm going to try and resist buying it for full price because of the damn Ubisoft copy protection, which we already mentioned for Assassin's Creed last week. So yeah, if you like submarine games, this is probably good because the graphics are awesome. You know, you can walk around the submarine in first person mode. Awesomes.
Cool.
You were excited.
I'm not excited at all.
You used to be excited about it.
Yeah, but
I showed you pictures and I talked to you about it, and you were like,
"I don't
want to
be in a Type 7."
I know you don't want to be in a Type 7.
I do my long-range patrols in a Type 9, or whatever the frack it is. I'll have to consult my blog post to see what the type of submarine is.
Should I talk about the next stuff?
Yes, and then I'll interrupt and talk about my submarine.
Okay, so next up, Machinarium, which has been out on Steam and like digital download services for a while now, is getting a boxed retail release. It's coming out. You want to say your thing?
Type 9. I was correct.
There you go.
Because I am to win.
Machinarium is a puzzle game. So point and click kind of puzzle, traditional adventure kind of game. A nice thing about it as well is that it has no dialogue in written or spoken terms, and it instead uses animated thought bubbles. Ooh. But it's got a really nice styling to it. It's made by the guys that made Sam Ross and Sam Ross 2, which were online adventure browser-based games, which you can also buy on direct-to-derive kind of things as well. Next up, I thought we'd mention it. Not that we're the kind of people that buy it, but Imagine Journalist is coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
But the Imagine games sell really well.
They do, unfortunately.
Usually because they're in the buy one, get one free offers. So yeah, Imagine Journalist lets you work your way up from a local newspaper to your own national TV show. Keep your ears and eyes wide open to catch the latest scoops. Track the news, record interviews, and take the best pictures. Write your best articles revealing the hottest gossip to your audience. So, last release of this week is Battlefield Bad Company 2, which is coming out on Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. It's the new Battlefield. Well, it's a sequel to Bad Company. Bad Company. Sorry, I'm all over the place right now.
I think we all are this episode.
Yeah, we are a bit. But yes, the main thing about this.
As she picks it up.
Let's see what you can have. You can have 4-man squads with up to 32 players. Whoopee. With multiple game modes, including the all-new Squad Rush. Defines online warfare. And it has an intense solo campaign. You fight through deadly jungles, desert cities. That sounds a bit weird. Desert cities and vast Arctic terrain on a mission to defuse World War III. Okay, so Battle Band Company 2 is out this Friday, and we have a copy to give away on PC. Isn't that cool, Paul?
Indeed.
Huge thanks to the person that's given it to me to give away. What we would like to do is give it to you day release, so this like kind of giveaway competition thing will be
UK only.
UK only, first of all, and you'll have until, say, should we say Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Does that get it there by Friday?
Yeah, if we post it Thursday normally.
So if we'll post it Thursday morning, and hopefully you'll get it Friday, because post is quite quick. Postal service is good, usually.
Unlike what the Daily Mail continue to say.
Yeah.
Stupid Daily Mail. If you read the Daily Mail, don't read it.
Do we want to make them ask a question? Answer a question? Well, or should we just give it away?
I'm sure if we actually wanted to do that, we should have thought about that beforehand.
I should have thought about it beforehand.
So let's just give it away.
I'll just give it away.
Can I have it?
No, Paul.
Yoink.
No.
Yoink.
No. Apparently it's really good on PC, I'm told as well.
Can I have it?
Because, of course, it looks way better than the 360 version.
Can I have it?
No.
This is good. I'm not even allowed the games.
Sorry, Paul. It's for a giveaway. Anyway, so yeah.
What about now?
No, Paul.
What about if I delete all the entries? Then can I have
it?
No,
you can't. So we'll do it like we did on our Dragon Age 1. It'll be a Twitter competition or giveaway. All you have to do is say...
Sup, yo. What's up?
Send us a DM just saying that you'd like to win it. And retweet the show. Should we do... Yeah, we'll do a special show giveaway tweet. Retweet that. Send us a DM. If we're not following you... Ask us to, well, send us like a reply saying, oh, can you please follow me so I can enter the competition? You've got until Wednesday, what time? Should I just say end of Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday so, evening.
Should I just say it Wednesday 11:59?
Yeah, whatever.
If you send us a thing after 11:59, you're too late, you can't win it.
Can I enter?
No.
No, Paul.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Can we have a copy of Silent Hunter 5 to give away?
I have a copy of Silent Hunter 5 to give away. I've got a copy of this to give away.
Don't you work at Ubisoft?
No, I don't work at Ubisoft. But yeah, so, Battlefield Bad Company 2 on PC. I'd recommend you check the specs will run on your PC before you enter the competition. Because if you get a game that's not going to work, it's a bit pointless, really.
Yeah, and I could have had it.
And yeah, someone else could have had it. Maybe not Paul, but someone else could have had it. And they could be playing it instead of you with it just sat on your desk.
Wow,
not
look
being
at
able
these
to be
awesome
played.
Screenshots.
That's not a screenshot.
It's a photogram.
I know that's a photo. But yeah, so retweet the show when we put the tweet up and the show up and send us a DM saying you would like it, please, or something. Something nice. But yeah. Cool. So that's that. Everyone enter it.
Previews and or reviews.
Okay, this week we've got two reviews.
Two?
AVP.
Oh, are you doing that first? Do you want to do that first?
I'll do it first, get it over and done with. Right, AVP. This is going to be a short review to show people how it's done. One, the game is fantastic. Two, it's going to get 5 out of 5. Three, single player is a bit short. Four, multiplayer is awesome, even though I haven't played it. Five, being a predator is bracket awesome. Six, it's a brilliant game. Seven, it captures the feel of the original PC ones brilliantly. Eight, it's less buggy than Bioshock 2. Not hard, but it is. 9. You play as a predator.
10. The predator has nice animation when he jumps in a first-person shooter.
I can't do my 10 now. Thanks a lot.
Oh, Paul, you can do your 10.
10B. The mouse is a bit laggy for the Marine.
Oh.
Makes it hard to shoot. But yeah, brilliant game. Maybe not 30 quid worth of game, because you could probably finish a single player in about 8-9 hours.
But £17 worth of game?
20 quid worth of game, definitely. Predator! Rah! Right, that's how you do a review. Now let's give it to the amateurs to do their review of Heavy Rain, which quickly say is really nice, and it was probably the best game to watch.
So how are we going to do this? Because, of course, me and Adam are both going to review it. So shall I do some talking and then Adam does some or not?
I don't know. It's up to you guys.
We gibber on about different aspects of the game and then we'll both have a quick out of five.
Keep in mind, your gibbering on can't go on for very long because we've already been doing this for over an hour.
I've got points.
I could have gone by 8.
And I've got bad points and good points.
Go for it. Go. Say your bad points and good points.
Okay.
There's a few bugs.
Yeah, there's a few bugs. So, like, at one point, we had a guy in the police station inside a wall which had a map on it. Other than that, there's been a couple of slight audio glitches, but nothing that I would, you know, bitch about. Because, what?
You can't say the B word.
Is that a bad word?
Fine. You could say the B word.
Okay, thank you. Nothing I'd moan about, though. Unlike all the people on the internet that are moaning about, saying, oh, this is the most glitchy game ever. I'm going to wait for the second patch.
I was the same. I had a few audio glitches, a few moments where the computer that the guy wears on his glasses should have been talking, where he was talking to it and nothing happened, but the background noise of him touching stuff was still there. And I had one level crash on me where it was loading.
Oh, wow, you had a crash. I never even had that.
Yeah, because I had one moment where I thought it crashed because the guy's head froze, where it shows you who you're going to play.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden I got the dling noise of me winning a trophy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That trophy came up on the screen. I went, oh, it's still doing something. And then it came into the game. One of the last levels I was doing, not the last level, but probably one before the last level, it just kept... I was playing as the girl and her face was moving. So I thought I had crashed, but I was there for ages. I must have been there for at least a good quarter of an hour, hoping that it would eventually fix itself. The disc wasn't spinning, but the hard drive light was flashing. So I basically used the PlayStation Home button, told it to quit. It quit down. I went back into it. There was no corruption. I loaded that level, and it loaded really quickly, and I was straight into the game. Those are the only issues I've had. Nothing else. Near enough every level was fine.
Okay, so the music's really nice, but I think it's a little repetitive.
Yeah.
There's maybe 4 or 5 tracks that you hear, and they each signify a different moment in time. So, like, one will mean, oh, something tense is going to happen. There's the bog-standard Heavy Rain music, and then just the little bits in between, which I thought was a shame that you heard the same music over and over and over again.
I didn't really notice the music.
No, I did.
No, I didn't.
I kind of noticed a bit of repetitiveness when I got near the end, but I ignored it a bit because I was saying to myself, unless you had a famous piece of music track in there, it'd be no different than if you were watching a film.
Mm, that's true. Okay, the walking mechanic is slightly annoying at times.
Yeah.
There was one point when I was in a tunnel. I'm not going to say what was happening in the tunnel, but I was trying to get him to go one direction, and he was then turning round, and then I tried to go back in the direction I needed to go in, and he was turning the other way, and it was being really, really annoying.
I had a few moments where I tried to go around a set of stairs, and I ended up going back up the stairs, and I couldn't turn round, and then I eventually turned round and came back down the stairs, and I went in the direction I didn't want to go, and then I turned round and nearly went back up the stairs again. So I just had to run in a completely different direction just to get my character away from these damn stairs that it kept wanting to go up. I must admit, it can look a bit daunting when you look at it. I found the best way is to have the thumbstick as far in the direction you want and slide it backwards and forwards instead of changing direction by going back to the center. Otherwise, you start looking like a little robot.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know, because sometimes with me it registered, so when it changed the camera angle... Of course, forwards would be a different direction, and sometimes my controller would be confused somehow, and I'd still be pressing the way that I was walking in the previous scene, and then suddenly he'd be turning round because, I don't know, he'd gotten confused or something. I had a few problems with the walking, which was kind of annoying. The only other problem I have with it is, so when you're able to talk to a person or you're thinking... you've got the different things you can mention spinning around your body.
Yeah, sometimes it's quite hard to read, isn't it?
At times when things are tense and the character's nervy or something like that, the words flash kind of rapidly.
Jump up and down.
Yeah, I found it really hard to read them at times. And then sometimes you've got a time limit on when you can say things, so then they disappear after a while, and then it automatically chooses what it wants to do. So at one time... I had a guy and he was going to do something. I didn't want him to do it, but he did it because I didn't press it in time.
One thing I think that's good about that, because I must admit, for someone who's dyslexic, I found it quite hard to read everything and choose my decision. Yeah. But I think the idea is they've done it on purpose to make it harder to actually make a decision, because it's not about thinking what are your options. It's about split second decisions. You're nervous. You're trying to think of something. You think of something to say, and then you stupidly do it and then go, damn it, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But it's too late. You live with the consequences of opening your mouth in front of someone and saying something you really shouldn't have said.
I did that, but doing something that you didn't want to do. I did that.
Yeah, and I think that gives a sense of realism, because you're split second decisions. Let's put it this way. I pulled a trigger of a gun when I didn't want to.
I did that.
And it was kind of like, I've had one moment where I chose to pull the trigger and another one where I pulled the trigger and I really didn't want to, and it was me in first person mode and someone twitched and I pulled the trigger and I was like, I didn't mean to do that, I was just running off instinct. And then there was another time and I pulled the trigger once and I was happy with that, and for some reason I pulled it again and I was like, what the hell am I doing? So
being a noob by the sound of it.
Yeah, I think sometimes you get so engrossed in it because it's like a film that your instincts take over and you'll just run off instincts, and which I like, because sometimes you probably will play the game differently because you'll remember that moment and go, no, back away, put the controller on the ground, don't do anything. So yeah, I like the way that it was done. Sometimes it might, to some people it may seem annoying, but I think once you're zoned out and you're like watching it like a movie, I think it is pretty much the closest thing to an interactive movie that you can get to. Because one of my mates, Sarah's mates, were watching me play it, and she said it reminded her of reading those books where you had to roll the dice.
An adventure.
Yeah, she said it just seems like one of those, but a movie. But yeah, carry on.
Have you got any other bad points?
Yeah, Catherine was playing it too much.
No,
I wanted to play Wii Fit. She's playing Heavy Rain.
No, I must admit, I think we've hit most of the bad points for gameplay. Apart from that, there were no real issues. The only thing I would say, if someone is going to try and play this game, I would really recommend that you consider it as an interactive movie, and look at it like that, because I think some people might think, oh my god, it's like Metal Gear Solid without any gameplay, and it's just cutscene, cutscene, cutscene. But that's all it is. It's an interactive movie, and I think if some people might just get the idea that it's a hype, buy it, play it. But no, I think it's a well put together game. I was very impressed with it, even though it took me 2 days to complete. I'm going back into it with a different frame of mind.
Yeah, it's really something you need to replay two or three times at least.
Situations made me choose my decisions, and I decided to play each character in a certain way. So I chose that they had this frame of mind. So when a decision came up, I made that decision in that frame of mind. And that's what made my decisions for each character, and I chose a frame of mind for each character as I played it through. Next time I play it through, I'm going to have a different frame of mind of what that person is thinking and do it a different way. So I'm looking forward to playing it through again, and it's one of those games that I'll pick up like a DVD. I'll put it away and I probably won't play Heavy Rain again for another 4 months, and I'll pick it up, play it through one more time and be like, wow. So yeah, my rating for this, graphically and everything like that, even though there were glitches, and it seems like glitches that could probably be fixed on a download, I got to give this 5 out of 5, because as far as I'm concerned, this is an amazing work of art. It is just so well done.
Okay, Catherine, what else have you got to say about it?
I just want to say it was an enjoyable experience for all. So all three other
even
people...
Even the people watching.
All three people in my flat, excluding me, of course, that were watching me play the game... loved it.
We didn't mind that it was on the TV instead of some other cooking rubbish.
Well, yeah, it was my sister's boyfriend's birthday yesterday, and he didn't mind me playing Heavy Rain because he was quite enjoying watching it.
Yeah, I would say I had the same experience here. Sarah had one of her friends over to stay, and the two girls wouldn't. They were tired. They were near falling asleep because they'd been out drinking, and they wouldn't go to bed until they'd seen who did it, because they were so engrossed in it. And I think that's what it had. It was such good story. I'm like,
Jason,
please tell me this company is going to do another one afterwards.
Yeah.
I know, it might take
6 years
another
time.
Well, they've already planned DLC, but the thing is, Quantic Dream's game development cycle is quite a long thing.
Which is probably why they're going to go out of business.
As long as they tell me that they are going to do another one, even if it is, it might not even be on today's generation console and it comes out on the next generation console.
Fahrenheit 2.
You know, I am
Omicron 7. Heavy Rain, Light Showers Edition.
Like you said, it's got downloadable content, so I'm just happy that they will be able to add more to this platform. So, yeah, it's cool. That's all I've got to say.
One thing I noticed from one of my endings that I got in my ending opened it up for a sequel. In a way.
Yeah, there's definitely...
So I imagine they might actually be doing something with it. Or just release mini segments through DLC, which would then answer that question.
I'll add something to that then. That proves to me that this game absolutely rocks. Because mine was closed up, everything was finished, no way for a sequel, happily ever after ending, everything was perfect.
Oh, I wish mine was like that.
So
the trouble is, she had me telling her what to do.
I didn't do everything Paul said.
100 people got killed.
Paul wanted me to be like really mean.
You know, half the city got blown up
people,
by a nuke.
Killing everyone. But yeah.
Do you know something? I've got an image of you playing Heavy Rain with this tiny little devil that looks like Paul sat on your shoulder going, go on, do that. Go on, do that.
Why in fact, some of it I wish I had recorded. Some of it I wish I had recorded the things I was saying because some of it was just Class A material.
I thought it was quite nice because at one point there was a police conference? What's the word?
Press conference.
A press conference at a police station, and they mentioned the Zodiac Killer, and I thought that was really nice because they were referencing real life serial killer type things.
Yeah.
Because of course the Zodiac Killer was never caught.
Yep.
My ending, I have not found a single person yet to have the same ending as me. Other people have had different endings, which are totally different in many ways, and they're amazed, and I'm amazed, and I think it's really cool. And of course, Adam hasn't had the same ending as me either. So yeah, I think...
I had the same ending as you.
That's because you were watching it, Paul.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's nice because they give you bonuses in the game. I'm not exactly entirely sure on how they're triggered, because I only got them at certain times. I don't know if I have all the bonuses. I've got like...
Have you looked at them?
Yeah, I've looked at them. I've got 7 lots of concept art. I've got the casting video. I've got a trailer for Heavy Rain. And I've got about 3 videos which are related to like characters and stuff like that.
One thing which I absolutely love about this is they let you look at the trophies in-game.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice.
And they're all locked. They're all secret.
Yep. All bar one. All bar one of them.
Yeah. Which, when you read it, you kind of like, yeah, that actually makes sense for story reasons. Yeah. Why. I'm really happy with the way the game is. It really opens up a big doorway for you to play the game lots of times and look at your trophies and actually go, there's actually something I've not done. I've actually done something the same twice now somewhere in the game, and there is an option I have not picked. So it'll keep you going, and it might make you play the game again and again, trying to work out every single scene, what could you have done different.
Talking about the trophies as well, I thought it was quite nice because they were fairly interesting trophies. I got a trophy for picking a right thing. Well, picking something the first time and it was correct. I also got a trophy for botching something up. Mm. And a few other random things. So, like, I knocked 50 people over at one point. And that got me an achievement.
Yeah.
A lot of things that I... Like, many things as well that I wouldn't think you'd get achievements... Well, trophies for. And I got them and I was like, oh, wow, that's really cool. And now I'm interested in seeing, like, what the other trophies that I haven't got. Yeah, so what I could have done to get something else. So I'm thinking maybe you've got 2 different trophies for some of the chapters, depending on which way you take it.
What would you give it?
I've just got 2 more points.
Okay, go for it.
Love the animation at times. Walking down the stairs was lovely.
Yeah.
Did you see him walking down the stairs and actually like front on walking down? I was just like, wow, he's actually walking down the stairs and it looks quite realistic.
What did you think to the nightclub being the? Because it reminded me much of kind of like Assassin's Creed ability to move through a crowd, but it was done really well with the fact that there was staggering, where you're waiting for someone to move out your way, like in a nightclub, and you're trying to squeeze through people. The animation worked really well for that, giving a sense of you're trying to say, you know, excuse me, trying to get through.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just... at times it was a little silly looking. So, of course, you still can't get two characters touching. Like, yeah. A character touching someone's face. It's still kind of hard to get that kind of look going properly.
Yeah.
But at times, the animation was just, wow, that looks really nice. I think it's really cool kind of stuff. And then my only other thing was, in my play of it, it never at once felt repetitive.
No, I would agree.
Because there was nothing that was really the same.
Yeah, each section felt like there was something completely different. Even in the bits where you're having to do lots of action stuff, it felt completely different every single time. And it wasn't until, I would say, over halfway through the game that all of a sudden I started noticing moments where I'm like, wow, I wonder what happens if I don't do this. I wonder what happens if I fail. And there was just some moments where it got really close and I managed to... What I felt was a success, I seem to have got. I think a lot of those moments, I actually were quite good at those sections. But I kept saying through my head, what if I bugger this up? What if I don't win? What's going to happen? So
you're going to flush down a toilet and end up in a kebab shop.
Yeah, most likely.
One tiny little thing as well. I had a chase that felt exactly like a chase from Shenmue. It was almost like thing for thing.
Okay.
I would give it 5 out of 5.
Right. Now I would like to invite our listeners to say which review you enjoyed more. My 10-point B AVP review, which was really fast and to the point, or this long, drawn-out Heavy Rain review.
I was trying to talk about things.
In-depth review. We did the in-depth review. Man. It was worth it. It's a 5 out of 5. We had to do it.
AVP, but, dude. Predator.
I'm going to have to get it, bro.
You Predator, Heavy Rain.
Predator versus that guy with the beard.
Ethan.
Yeah, the Ethan guy.
He's got rain. He has rain powers. I think we're going to have to call the show there because I can hear my dinner being served.
That is usually what happens when we finish the reviews.
So, don't forget Battlefield Bad Company 2 competition. Send us a DM on Twitter and retweet the show. You can also send us feedback at feedback@gamercast.net.
You can also leave feedback on the blog at gamercast.net if you just leave it on this particular episode. And perhaps, if it is suitable, I may read it out. There's also the forums, the official forums, which are portalforums.net, where you can find people like Mr. Smith and Quack. Twitter thing, dude.
Well, you can...
You need to face the microphone to talk.
You can send us messages, like direct messages, or you can send us replies, which is twitter.com/gamecast.
You can also leave us reviews on iTunes, if you happen to use iTunes.
Yep.
Sweet.
But also, the Battlefield competition goes through the Gamecast Twitter, so make sure to do that through that, and you can win a copy on the PC.
Yes, and we will see everyone again next week.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Laters.